This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's about 7 after the hour. On another hour, the extensive undertakings of this program, the DJV show, taking a look or listen. I don't like that because this is radio. Although you can look at the website, djvshow.com, and see what the aggregate is of podcasts that are there. Every day, djvshow.com for fun and frolic. You can also follow the program on TuneIn, hear it live, whatever it is that is episodic that day is on TuneIn. And I think if I give you much more information, it becomes confusing. Two places, the live show you can get at DJV Show as well, right, Kara?
Yeah, there's a live stream on there.
Live stream.
On the website, yeah.
Right, okay, got that. All right, now let's get to what's going on with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. Jen, what do you have? You got a good trender for us?
A good trender. Well, the Bill Cosby case has been sent to the jury. We talked about this briefly before, but what we didn't know is that the jury had asked for the real definition of consent. And take that for what it's worth.
What is it? What's the definition of consent? What would you ladies say would be the definition of consent, consensual?
For example, when he was with you
on the couch and he stuck your head in his lap, was that consensual?
Actually, yes, because I let him do it and I didn't say get out of my lap. So I guess it's more than a word, it's an action.
Ever been in a situation that was not consensual, any of you?
Thankfully, no.
No. Well, it's a difficult thing to deal with, I think. I wouldn't want to. People say, well, it's always the woman. I think there are circumstances when men have been put, but not many. And certainly not like women are put into those positions. So, all right. So what's the outcome expected out of this, Jennifer?
I don't know. I don't know if there is an outcome. I do just know that they are contemplating the fate of Bill Cosby. This is a retrial, and it involved the testimony of several different women who say they're victims of Bill Cosby.
Didn't Gloria Allred back out of representing?
Out of one
women?
Of them.
Mm-hmm. Just one. How many more is she representing?
I don't know if she's representing any of them right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, the governor of Maryland, Kara, has signed a gun control package that bans bump stock. This was sort of expected, wasn't it? And aren't there other bills like this around the country in various states where governors and legislators want to have a law that curbs gun violence and therefore they take a shot? How do these bump stocks affect a gun? I don't know, because I've never seen one.
They essentially hold down the trigger, and they're actually developed for use by disabled people. That's why they were really invented, is to help them with shooting, sure. Hmm. But they've turned into being able to become a device to turn a regular semi-automatic weapon into an almost fully automatic weapon, and they caught attention. No one had even heard of a bump stock until
Las Vegas gunmen. The stock is the end of the gun, isn't it? There's a barrel and there's the stock.
From what I understand, it holds it up so that it makes the gun fire more rapidly than it was designed to.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you're right, Jen. No one had ever heard of this until the Las Vegas shooting.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Yeah.
No, not at all. So I'm wondering what it is. Well, there are a couple of other things there, pieces of this legislation. One of them has to do with the so-called red flag law. Law lets family members and law enforcement folks ask a judge to temporarily restrict a person's access to firearms if they believe that this person poses a threat to either themselves or other people. Sounds like a good idea. doesn't
it? It's a great idea. Yeah, this is the thing that red flag law makes it a lot easier to say. But this is the thing that a couple months ago we were talking about, the ERPO, it's the Emergency Response Protection Order. And some of the, I think some states already had that in play, and they were talking about having that. It wasn't in Florida, and that the Nicholas Cruz thing could have maybe been prevented if this law had been enacted back then. But I think maybe Florida is considering a red flag law, too.
That's good. Becoming more progressive down there because of the event. California, Connecticut, Indiana, Oregon, Washington have red flag laws already. So what do we know about this? I think we were talking, weren't we talking about Larry Hogan yesterday, the day before, one day this week,
I know. Yeah, he put into place that law where pet stores can no longer get dogs from...
Yeah.
Puppy mills. But Maryland has already had fairly strict gun laws, so I'm not really that surprised, even though he is a Republican governor. I don't know. Yeah.
He said these are common sense bipartisan measures that will keep guns out of the hands of mentally ill and people with criminal backgrounds. So
That's good, because every responsible gun owner who's been able to have a voice throughout this whole big debate has said common sense things as well. No one wants guns in the hands of mentally ill people and people who are a danger to other people. It is common sense, and it should be bipartisan.
Well, there you go. Now you have your wish. From this point on, Victoria, your life will be wonderful. Everything will be, it's like Mr. Rogers, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which, by the way, the PBS folks have a special running now on the life and times of Mr. Rogers. And there's a movie coming out, I think later, is it next month? The Mr. Rogers movie comes out, story of Fred Rogers.
Is it a documentary or is it a movie?
You know, I don't know. It may be a documentary like the Pope movie that's coming out next month. There's a documentary of this Pope. I don't know the answer to that. Whether they, I think we would have heard that there was somebody playing Mr. Rogers, and it wasn't Eddie Murphy. So, if you get that as an inside, you probably don't have my. I'm dating myself. Eddie Murphy.
Is that when he did that skit on SNL?
Yeah, he used to play when he was first on, when he was in his early 20s, when he went on SNL first. One of his characters was a sort of a knockoff of Mr. Rogers, in which he gets, it's very, very funny. The bits are hysterical. Very, very
back
funny.
Back when SNL was funny.
Back when it was funny. Fun and funny. Comcast Television, well, Comcast is more than a television, isn't it? That's a big conglomerate
Internet,
that owns
everything.
Yeah, NBC, and they have their Comcast delivery system and whatever. This particular information just kind of gets you to focus on how much money is involved in entertainment. Comcast has agreed to buy what Rupert Murdoch doesn't already own of what they call Sky News, which is basically Fox News in Europe. They're going to pay. Rupert Murdoch was trying to buy the rest of it. He owns, I think, 39% of it now, and he wanted to buy the rest. And he'd offered the principals, the people at Sky News, $26 billion to get out. So Sky News, yeah, it's worth that to Rupert Murdoch. Let's shop it around. So Comcast has made an offer of $31 billion in cash to buy Sky News. That's cash, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to pay $17 a share. And Rupert Murdoch was only offering $15 a share, and he withdrew his bid because he didn't want to pay any more. He doesn't think it's worth it. Comcast obviously does think it's worth it, and they've been making their investors are very happy about where they are, where Comcast is. NBC's doing very well. Universal Pictures is doing well. They've got their how many different when you look around the world, how many Universal theme parks are there? We have two in this country. Isn't there one in Europe and another one in Australia? I think they're like Disney World. They're like, you print cash there. So I thought that was fairly interesting. Anybody else? Maybe nobody else found that interesting. I find it.
Well, no one over here watches Sky News,
right.
But.
No. Well, if you don't go,
but
they
Dougie,
don't even
you did
know.
It for us, so we're okay.
Thank you very much. Yes. All right. Next up on the Hit Parade is a commercial. Okay, everybody ready for this? We have news about a new version of Gmail that is supposed to be really thrilling, exciting. To listen to Victoria tell the story, you'd think it was the next coming of the Lord. However,
really?
For those of you who aren't so thrilled with Gmail or Yahoo or AOL or Hotmail, you've got a business and you're really, it's not that you're tired, you just didn't know there was something else available to you. Now you do. So you don't have to have whatever it is, MufovskisPlaza.com. Nope. It now could be Mufovskis, whatever, dot find or dot co or dot tech or dot whatever. Because easy email, dot tech, has a way of getting your business recognized by having your own professional email handle. It's a new kind of way, and most people thought it was always relegated to several things like .com was commercial, .org was for the nonprofits, .edu was for educational institutions, that sort of thing. Now that's all changed, thanks to the folks at easyemail.tech. So if this idea intrigues you, you can go online to easyemail.tech, or better yet, call them at 844-344-7607. That's 844-344-7607. Or if I were on Sky News, it would be 844-344-7607. That's how they say it in England. Easy email, not in England. Easy email is in America. You'll talk to somebody who actually speaks English, and you can get the job done quickly and very inexpensively. Whatever professional email you prefer, you can create it at the hands and with the help of easyemail.tech. 844-344-7607.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me. I melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I say hi to Monica from Rockland, California. Hi, Doug and the gang. I love hearing you every morning, but I miss hearing about your cows. Are you familiar with the belted Galway? Yes, I am.
Ooh. What is the belted Galway?
A belted Galway is a black beef cow with a white stripe around its middle. It's an Angus that has been bred with a white. It's almost perfect, too. You see the belted Galways. You can look them up if you Google them. Black and a big white stripe around the middle. Yes, I am familiar, madam.
They sound too cute to eat, I'll say that.
It's, well, they are. They're not, they're a little stubborn, not too smart, but they're nice to look at. Always a must-see. No extra lines there, please. A must-see, she says, when we're traveling through Napa Valley. She's near Tracy, California. Where is that?
Oh, yeah, Rockland. Northern California.
Northern California.
Before you go into San Francisco, I think along the 5, if I'm not mistaken, but that's dairy country.
Well, thank you for your input. I don't talk about the cows during the wintertime because they're not around. They go away like I do for
they
the winter.
They go to Florida.
They'll be back in a couple of weeks to the farm. So there'll be pictures of them online. We'll post them here on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV Show, or at EastleyFarm.com, EastleyFarm, facebook.com/EastleyFarm, 21 after the hour.
Hey! Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Change at the hour of the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I to celebrate Nickelodeon's Double Dare coming back to television. I could talk about this authoritatively like I really knew something about it, but I don't really. And I kind of
You know
don't
Mark
care.
Summers, though, right?
Yeah, Mark Summers is a big game show host. Yep, game show host.
I think he was a radio guy, too.
He was a radio guy, yeah.
Boy,
right.
we love him because, I'll just speak for myself. When I was a kid, I used to love watching Double Dare, and if you don't remember it, it's where families or kids one-on-one would compete in a series of challenges. Then they would go, if they won, they would go to the big obstacle course, which was like 7 or 8 challenges in a row. And it was a lot of fun. And I used to, I admit it, beg my mom to help me set up obstacle courses in the backyard. And I would also look for it. They were very messy. It was like always slime or whipped cream or seltzer. Yeah. And so I used to beg my mom to get me seltzer bottles that would spray at people so that I could pretend I was on Double Dare.
And my brother and I did the same thing. Every time we'd go to the park, we would climb all over the jungle gyms and pretend we were on the obstacle course in Double Dare. It
really?
Was just like a dream. We wanted to be
so
on
So what's the prize if you win?
It was like a hotel. It was like a trip to Disney World or somewhere in Florida. It was always Florida. Remember, it was like a family vacation to Florida.
The prize to me was being able to do the Sunday slide. It was a regular slide that you had to climb up from the bottom, and it was covered in all the ingredients from a Sunday. So you would just get totally messy, and it would be slimy. It was awesome.
Oh, cool. So this was on Nickelodeon in the 80s and 90s, and then revived again around 2000. So now, is Mark Summers back to host it again?
I don't think so. I think they said that they're going to bring back some of the original people for little guest
appearances. He's been hosting game shows for 30, 40 years. He's been around quite a long time.
Yeah, but he still looks good. And so I would say, you know, it's not going to be the same without him. But remember there were these two weird guys, like Denise and Peter or something like that, that would come out. Remember they'd wear their Double Dare T-shirt tucked into their two high-waisted jeans, and they'd come out and help him set up the challenges.
Kind of like Wink Martindale. He looks the same, that hairdo, he looks the same now as he did 50 years ago. All right, so that's what a lot of the game show guys have done. So, and this has to have been on the Game Network, too. wasn't it? It has to be because they run
it
every
probably reran
show.
Somewhere else. Yeah, yeah. But Nickelodeon kept it on reruns for a while because it was
so something
so popular.
To look forward to. Those of you who love game shows on Nickelodeon, musically at 26 past the hour, Blake Sadie and Doug, Blake Shelton. Is in the news today. Miranda Lambert moved on. We know all about that. Her ex-husband, Blake, is focused on her deal with somebody else. I don't why would he be concerned about that? Why is he even paying attention to this?
Well, Jen, I think you should tell everybody what's going on with your boyfriend because, you know, you and Blake are very close.
We are very close. Well, you know, I don't know if anybody really knows exactly what the catalyst was for this tweet, but Miranda Lambert has come out and said that she's dating someone new, and this new person has a wife, and so she is the other woman. Now, Blake said something to the effect of, you know, I've tried to take the high road for a long time, but what do I see now? Oh, it's karma. And so there are two schools of thought. One is that he's saying something about karma when it comes to Miranda Lambert dating a married person.
Felker is his name. Because she'd been dating Anderson East for a while, right?
She had, but they broke up kind of quietly a few months back, maybe around Christmas time. But then the other thought is that the Academy of Country Music Awards, which just happened a couple of weeks ago, Miranda Lambert won another award. She's the most awarded female artist in that franchise's history. And when she did her thank you speech, she kind of said thank you to everybody for coming through all of this heartbreak and made a really big deal. It was the first time she said that in person in front of Gwen and Blake, who were in the audience.
So there was a na-na-na-na-na.
Seems to be a little bit.
Sort of thing. Yeah. All right. Okay. It's time for you to grow up, Miranda. Move along now. But Evan, so his wife filed divorce anyway. Is that because of her?
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all, but the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But the all-new Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Now on the DJ B Show, Doug Steffen presenting Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen in our studio in Washington. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Victoria is in New York. I'm on the farm in Massachusetts. Here's a way for Miranda Lambert to deal with her problem. There's a new, I don't think it's new. This is the first time I've seen it, but I think it's been around for a while. Revenge. There's a Get Even hotline that you dial at 900 Get Even.
Oh boy.
Cost you $2.99 a minute. You can get even with an ex-spouse, significant other, coworker, roommate, relative, neighbor. You can listen to the also you listen to the top 10 lists when you call, special men only section. You get to choose from the main menu when you call. If you want more information, It's $3 a minute. You can sample anything and everything at 900geteven.com.
I don't know where you come up with these. I don't even want to ask too many questions.
Yeah, you might be implicated.
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Plausible deniability.
So there's a story floating around out of Denmark about Peter Madsen, who's a well-known inventor, who apparently had a visit from a journalist named Kim Wall. This guy invented, among other things, or built his own private submarine. So this lady went to do a story with him and never was seen again. So what's the story? He was accused of and found guilty of murdering her and chopping up her body and feeding it to the fish from his private submarine. He's been sentenced to life in prison. 47 years old. Mm. Torture, murder. She was 30. Indecent. One of the charges, indecent handling of a corpse.
Doesn't that need to be said after you've chopped her up?
No. And I think what I was reading, it seems like sexual assault has also been added to it, which just adds insult to injury. But I was talking to Victoria about this off air, and we were trying to figure out, because she was a journalist, we were trying to figure out who she worked for and, you know, whether someone else. It's sad, but talking about the Me Too movement, it seems like women should maybe not go places like this, especially on submarines with someone that they don't know and they have
alone,
no chance
yeah.
of getting out of. It seems like they shouldn't go alone and that there should be some kind of buddy system. I guess she was a freelance journalist. She'd worked for the New York Times, Vice, and Time, a lot of big magazines, but she might have been doing this research on her own. But, yeah, I mean, she went on this guy's submarine. He was an aerospace engineer who invented his own thing. He might have invented other stuff, but, I mean, it's pretty crazy to invent your own submarine. She went on with him. They left the dock. The day later, the submarine sank, and they were able to rescue him. There was no sign of her. He said, oh, I let her off the submarine a few hours ago. And that was all, you know, fine and dandy until bits of her body started washing up on shore.
Yeah.
And it's sad. And I wonder if they're going to look into, you know, he's going to jail forever, but I wonder if they're going to look into whether he had a hand in any other crimes, because I don't think you randomly just sexually assault and kill someone and cut them up without any other.
That's not your first rodeo.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
And so in this circumstance, like Hannibal Lecter, you take these people and do to them what they did to others. They don't have death penalty in Europe, but if it was me, I don't like the death penalty, but in this circumstance, I think it would be pretty easy to chop him up and feed him to the fish, too. End of story. So here's another one for the yucky books today. The folks at Jehovah's Witness, it sounds like a car. This is not a car dealership. Look, this is a religion, sort of a Christian religion. Everybody know about Jehovah's Witnesses?
They don't celebrate their birthday, which is why I'm out.
Right. Yeah.
I think, wasn't Prince one?
Yeah.
Wasn't Prince a Jehovah's Witness?
He was either that or Seventh-day Adventist, one or the other.
I think he was Jehovah's. Do they celebrate any holidays?
No.
They don't celebrate Christmas either, which I guess a lot of people don't, but that's bad.
Yeah.
So, now the Catholics can move aside because the Jehovah Witness organization apparently has been outed for internal policies that shield child abusers from law enforcement. So a story from today's Philadelphia Inquirer. Internal memos that the Inquirer publishes show that the leadership of this quote-unquote church has been encouraged to not cooperate with the police when it comes to things like this. There's a memo that they unearthed from 1997, specifically instructing elders, who are like the priests or the ministers, to inform one another if they have known pedophiles in one or another. They call them kingdom halls. Jehovah's, the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses. We have one here in Framingham. And they also are instructed to withhold information from the people in their congregations as well. So the ministers or elders or whatever that have been accused of pedophile activity are moved from one congregation to another. When allegations of abuse are brought to leaders, the accusations are sent to the legal department of the church in a special blue envelope. Victims would allegedly have to recount their allegations in front of the abusers and produce two eyewitnesses who could support their claim. Any disciplinary action was handled internally. never was the no police, no authorities involved. Victims who decided to go public would face being removed or shunned from the church by the church. So this is...
Can someone explain to me why this seems to happen across the board, not just in religion, but in so many different environments where child predators are protected? I don't understand.
Yeah.
How could you look at that kind of person and say, hey, I'm going to protect you. You don't need to go to jail or any of this other stuff. I don't care how powerful you are in your position. You should pay for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's frustrating, isn't it, though?
To be protected. Yeah, I just don't get it.
Very frustrating. Very frustrating. Here's something else that's moderately frustrating. Remember the story after Barbara Bush died of this jerk who was a prof at Cal State Fresno? Remember when he mocked her death on his Facebook page and claimed free speech? Well, it may be, but he got fired from his job.
A woman did not get fired.
I thought she got fired.
Way to get the story right. I think there was a reporter. No, I think, Doug, you're thinking of a reporter. There was somebody else. There was a man who did get fired, and he had said something about her drinking or something like that. Roger Stone said that she was a drunk and a mean drunk or something like that.
Yeah, right.
And
he did say that.
That's disgusting on the Republican side of the aisle. And then on the liberal side of the aisle, the Democratic side of the aisle, you have this woman who just said that she was dead and all of this, and this university at the University of Fresno is protecting her, letting her keep
her.
Well,
it's because it's the free speech issue.
Yeah,
I feel like that means that people should look back over tenure, and I don't know, we should do something to get rid of it. I understand the point of tenure, but I had a lot of teachers in high school who were tenured who were not very good and should have been gone long, long ago.
That's one issue. I think
merits.
The other issue, though, is, you know, as much as I don't like what she says, she has a right to say it.
Yeah.
And I hate it, and I think it's inappropriate, and it's not classy, and it's really just disgusting.
The school
behavior.
Is probably right in protecting her.
But she has a right to say it. Now, if I were a parent there, you would think that if you were unhappy with this is the kind of stuff that's being taught or kind of ingrained into your child's brain, your college student's brain, well, then you should be able to go rally on that campus and get that person out.
Yeah. It's interesting. My son-in-law and my daughter both are profs at UCLA in Los Angeles, thus UCLA, hello. He is tenured, and Megan doesn't want to be tenured. There's a track that they put you on. You have to do a lot of research, you have to write books, you have to do all kinds of things. But once it takes 6 years to get there, at least in that system. Once you get there, you are protected and can stay. There's a couple of three profs in that department of 70, 73, 75. They can stay as long as they want. But Megan said, I don't want to do that because you don't stay sharp that way. No reflection on her husband. She just doesn't want to go that road.
How did this even begin? Because this is the only job that I can think of where you can just suck
school,
at your job and
yeah,
you get to
I don't
stay.
Know. Unions, both the educational unions, whether it be in public schools or in the university of, what is it they call it? It's the bum-de-bum-de-bum of
well, no, but no
American
other job,
Association
like,
of, say, AAUP, University of Professors. That's what it is. Okay,
But no other career has that type of guarantee that you get to just stay forever. That's ridiculous. And
public sector.
Of all professions, should not be the ones who get to coast like that.
Yep, you're right. So, teachers of the world unite, send all of your fan mail to on Twitter at On Air Victoria. Okay,
I like teachers.
I'm with her, so
At Jennifer Horn. Don't send them to me. It's 44 past the hour. In a moment, why you and your BFF are so similar. Want to find out about you and your friends, your close friends? We'll figure this out in detail in a moment. If you're tired of writing checks every month for a timeshare that you think is yuck, checks that are big enough to buy you a new car. Lots of car ads. You notice how many car ads there are on TV and on the radio? Wow. There's a special everywhere. Everybody can be driving a new car. Buy it now for $169 a month. Well, if you're paying that much for a timeshare or more and you want a new car, call Resort Release at 888-277-7245. They'll get you out. permanently and legally. Yep, terminate the timeshare. You need to contact these folks, though. They're the best at doing this. This is a really specialized field of law, and they're the best ones. They've handled tens of thousands of these cases, and they give you 100% guarantee. You will legally and forever be out of your contract. Don't pay unless they perform. 888-277-7245. This is the place to go. These are the people to talk to. Want out of your timeshare. Simple message, straightforward, and to the point. Resort Release gets you out of your timeshare or you don't pay them. 888-277-7245.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Calitran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitran. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitran proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. There are a lot of questions right now on how Facebook works. People are asking, who can see what I share? Why do I see posts from ads? And how does Facebook use the information I share online? Facebook spokesperson Michelle Mandara offers tips on how to improve your experience.
You have control over the content you see and share on Facebook. If you see a post from someone that you aren't really into, you can click snooze and temporarily remove that person. Or if you want to see more photos of your best friend's baby, then click see first so they always appear first in your feed. You will see ads on Facebook since that's what allows Facebook to be free, but you can remove or block ads that you don't like. Our ad preferences allows you to control the ads you see on Facebook.
The app controls show you what apps you've logged into, the information you have shared, and how to remove them. For more, visit facebook.com/help.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
If you have ever wondered why it seems your best friend is just like you or gets you, there is a new scientific explanation for this. Study published this week in the journal Nature Communication. According to the study, close friends actually share strikingly similar brain waves. Uh-huh. Researchers had friends watch a wide range of videos measuring their brain waves. The videos were about college football, how water behaves in outer space.
My best friend and I would be asleep during that video.
Yeah. Right. They found close friends felt emotionally the same. Paid close attention to the things that they were interested in, and they got distracted at similar points in each of these videos. Similarity in brain waves may be a contributing factor in making friends. So, Kara, you and Victoria, all of you. Jennifer, you all have brain waves.
We just share one brain wave, which is really, you know, special.
And which wave is it? Is it the microwave?
The low one.
Yeah. The research that's been done on this already finds that having close friendship is associated with a lower risk of cognitive decline, and that friendship builds resilience, the mind-body connection. There it is, yet another example of it. So if you have, we always think of women with regard. I wonder how it must be the same with men, though, isn't it?
I think they tested men and women, so yeah.
Yeah, right. They didn't find anything in most of the men's brains they tested. 10 before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The hour, a continuation of information from our sources at Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. You can find a lot of the applications of information from him for you in the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. You can see the whole array of things. They're all listed in the archives. All the shows, all the information. Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com. Continuing with our focus on your health and well-being. So what do we have to learn, Ken, from the situation with George Bush, the father, who has a blood infection? You know, his wife passing away, I think we talked about that last week, and I said, I think at the time, that I believe they were so close it won't be long for him to kick the bucket and head down that road with her. This apparently is not the time for that, at least not at this moment, right?
Correct. Well, former President George Bush had a blood infection, and elderly, he's 93, and at that age, Doug, people's most likely source of their blood infection is usually from the lungs or from the urinary tract. Mm-hmm. And he has a history of multiple lung infections. He has Parkinson's disease. He uses a wheelchair and electric scooter, so he's not moving around much. But the real issue is, when you have an infection, the question is, are you exposed to a bug? And then how good is your immune system? And at his age, his immune system's not very good. It's also diminished because of the upset. You know, he was the longest married president in history.
Mm-hmm. 72 years, was it?
Yes.
Like that. Yeah.
And right. The two of them. So an amazing upset. The stress of this lowers his resistance, which is not very good at his age with his chronic illness and in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And then being exposed to all these bugs with people visiting him from everywhere. You know, people bring different bugs with them when they live in different places. I don't want people to be paranoid about it. But most of us have good immune systems, so when we meet with people from all around the world, we can handle it.
So how would that turn here? That exposure turned into a blood infection, though. How would he have, whoever was around him, if we follow your hypothesis for a minute, go to the funeral, shake everybody's hand, how does then what's on your hand get into your blood system?
Well, because as I mentioned, at his age, the most common source of a blood infection is either initially a lung infection or a urinary tract infection. And I think he, as he's had in the last few years, a number of lung infections, just had another one, which they haven't announced. They have not announced the source of his blood infection, but this is my best guess, is he has another pneumonia, lung infection, went to his blood, and that's what's going on. And his poor resistance is only much poorer because of the stress of his beloved wife's death.
Well, and in this circumstance, the lungs, at the end of life, more people die of pneumonia than pretty much anything else, right? Isn't that correct when you're old like this?
That's why I think that's what happened here. And he's exposed to all these bugs from people all around the world that his immune system can't handle.
So you think he's on his way out?
It sounds like he's responding to antibiotics. And so it sounds like this, he's... They're not saying a lot, but the most recent information is that he's rallying. So I don't think he's on.
If he wanted to check out, he could just say, "Don't give me any more of your antibiotics. I don't want to live any longer." So,
I don't think he's ready to check out.
No, apparently not. You know, I was reading something about pollen. I just sort of felt it this week for the first time, and I have noticed a lot of other people talking about pollen. And one person wrote that she was never really bothered by pollen before, but now I'm having droopy eyes, a drippy nose, a lot of sneezing, and I wonder what it is in terms of allergies. Is it just that as you get older, you develop, and I don't know about you, you and I have never talked about this as far as the two of us are concerned, is it common to get more allergies? When you're younger, you may have them, you outgrow them, and then you pick them up again when you get older?
All of the above are possible. She may have moved to a new area of the world where the pollen is different, or she may have some issues with her immune system, other illnesses that are affecting it, or she's just not as healthy as she should be.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things, our lifestyle greatly affects our immune system, our diet, exercise, mental stress, sleep, all the things we talk about for the heart affects our immune system.
Yeah, it's really very interesting how we start really sneezing. I sneezed 14 times the other day, just like on nonstop, and it's because everything is blooming here.
That sounds like an allergy to me.
Oh, my God, yes, right. All right, so don't write them off. Got a runny nose to take. I don't know what you do about it. You can't move. Maybe there are some things that you can take a look around for allergy medicine at the drugstore.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.